الحمد لله وكفى، والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وذروا ظاهر الإثم وباطنه، سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، والسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. There are two types of efforts that a person has to make in the deen of Islam. The first effort is that person should try to do as many good deeds as possible. And the second effort to make is to try and avoid every single sin, to leave all the sins. And normally what we see is that it's easy for a person to do many good deeds, and they make that effort to do many good deeds. But then many of us, we don't make that kind of an effort to leave sins. And in fact, if you look at the reality, if doing good deeds is important in our deen, then leaving sins is even more important. So normally what we see is that there is a person who might pray 5 times every day, but then right after praying salah, that person is engaged in backbiting others. A person might be reading the Quran, their gaze is fixed on the Quran, and a few moments later that person is misdirecting their gaze and looking at scenes and images which he shouldn't be seeing. Right now this person is using his tongue to do tilawat the Quran. Just a few moments later he's using his tongue and he's lying or he's slandering other people. So one principle that we need to understand is that a person cannot become a muttaqi, they cannot attain taqwa, until and unless we leave every single sin that we do. We make that effort of leaving sins from our life. A person cannot attain taqwa. In a hadith, once the Prophet ﷺ, he said that if you pray so much that because of that abundance of salah, your neck becomes bent, your back bends because of praying so much, and you fast so much that because of the abundance of fasting, you become extremely thin like a thorn. Even in that case, you will only get benefit when you leave sin. You will only get benefit if you leave sin. So a person cannot become muttaqi until and unless they leave sins. We have to make an effort in leaving sins. One Sahabi, he asked the Prophet ﷺ that I wish to become the greatest worshipper of Allah Ta'ala, what should I do? And the Prophet ﷺ said that ittaqil maharim takun a'budan nas, that stay away from sins and you will become the greatest worshiper. Normally, we think about sins, that if I sin, then in Akhirah there will be a punishment. That's how normally people think about sins. It's in disobedience, an act which is displeasing to Allah Ta'ala. And there will be an azab or a punishment in Akhirah. But the reality, if you look at the Quran, it's very easy to understand. The reality is that yes, when a person sins and if they don't make tawbah, then one will get punishment in Akhirat. But the punishment will also come in this dunya. Sometimes we may not be able to understand that punishment. But this is a certain fact, that whatever sins we do in our life, there will be negative consequences, effects of that sin in our dunya. Sometimes there will be an onslaught of worries because of our sins. Sometimes there may be a darkness or an emptiness that we might feel in our heart. This is also because of our sins. A person may be deprived of doing ibadah. They will not be able to get tawfiq to pray tahajjud, or get tawfiq to recite the Quran, or get tawfiq to make dua to Allah, or to recite istighfar, or to make zikr. That tawfiq of ibadah will be taken away. Why? Because of sins. That itminan al-qalb will be taken away because of sins. And instead there will be a facade and a darkness in the heart. They'll always constantly be living with that anxiety, that tension, that depression inside them. All of this is because of sins. And many times a person doesn't even realize that this difficulty, these negative circumstances, these parishaniya, these musibatin that I'm experiencing is because of my sins. A person doesn't even realize this. We begin to think right and left and other people that maybe someone has done something to me. Maybe I haven't made that much of an effort in the dunya. Maybe I should have done this. Maybe let me try that. We're thinking at the level of asbab. We're not thinking that maybe this is because of the sins that we have done. To all these questions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the answer in the Quran. That for every single sin, then there is a wabal, there is a punishment, and a person is trapped inside that. Falamma asafuna taqamna minhum fa'agraqnahum ajma'in. One place Allah says that when they angered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah says that we took revenge. فَأَغْرَقْنَاهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. And we caused all of them to drown. So the summary is that when a person sins, in addition to punishment in Akhirah, there are also some things which will happen in this dunya. This has always been the habit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the habits of Allah ta'ala don't change. If you read the stories of the earlier Ummah, when they disobeyed Allah Ta'ala, what happened to them? Allah Ta'ala would send azab upon them. Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wasalam, his community, when they refused to accept Allah, then they were sent an azab in the form of a windstorm. That was the result, that was the outcome of their disobedience. They also received their punishment because of their disobedience. Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, his entire community became the target of that punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were showered with stones and they're completely wiped away from the face of this earth. What happened to Pharaoh? He drowned with his entire army because of the disobedience of Allah. Qarun, he went inside the earth. He was gobbled up, swallowed by the earth, along with all of his treasures and wealth because of the disobedience of Allah. And even today, the Ummah of the Prophet says, when we see that all these musibat and parishani and difficulties, it's because of our disobedience. And then at an individual level, that is also because of the sins that we do. Whether it's our collective problems that we have, or the individual personal problems that people face in their life, personal lives, it's because of our sins. Wama asabakum min musibatin fabima kasabat aydikum. That whatever comes to you as a musibat, as a calamity, as a disaster, it comes to you because of your own bad deeds, your misdeeds. Now, when a person is faced with these halal, our response should be that we should come back on the path of Allah. We should make tawbah. But instead of coming back on this path and trying to rectify our amal and seeking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, making tawbah to Allah Ta'ala, we continue. We continue, we continue, we continue. We don't even make an intention and an irada to change those actions. We continue with that same routine, with that same lifestyle. And here we are misled by shaitan. Shaitan puts this waswasa in our mind that Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoor, Allah Ta'ala is Rahim, Allah Ta'ala will forgive me. Yes, Allah Ta'ala is forgiving, Allah Ta'ala is merciful. Right? A person has to earn this forgiveness from Allah. A person will not be able to get this forgiveness if they continue on that path of sin. If they don't make tawbah, this is a delusion of shaitan. Allah Ta'ala's mercy, Allah Ta'ala sends His mercy only on those people who make tawbah, who try to attract this mercy from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. But for those who are just making wishful thinking that we can continue on this path of sin and Allah will forgive, they're in fact playing with the commands of Allah. They have made the Quran, the verses of the Quran, a plaything. As if they don't have that ahemmiyat, the importance of the verses of Allah in their hearts. And that only invites even further jalal of Allah, the anger of Allah. That these people, despite knowing, they undermine, they belittle my verses and continue on that path of sin. That's inviting more wrath than anger of Allah Ta'ala. More punishment. So one should try to look, one should not try to have wishful thinking. But true tawbah would be that a person tries to change their ways. Instead of looking at who is doing what to us and what's happening, we should look at the actions that we are bringing to Allah Ta'ala. In a hadith, it's mentioned that Allah Ta'ala sends halat because of our amal. Our actions are presented. The angels, they take our actions and they present our actions to Allah Ta'ala. And then based upon our actions, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala sends halat in our life. If our actions and amal are good, then Allah Ta'ala sends halat, which are afiyat, halat of well-being. But if a person's amal are not good, if they disobey, if those actions are presented to Allah's sins, then there will be parishani and musibat and tension in a person's life. Then there will be restlessness, that emptiness, vacuum. It won't be a peaceful life. Every day will bring more and more worries. Every day will bring more and more tragedies. Every day will bring more and more tensions and stresses. It's because of our own actions and our amal. This is a qanoon of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. We cannot change it. Yes, if we learn this and we try to live by this, then that is the only way we can function in this world and we can save ourselves from the difficulties and hardships. We have to fix our actions. And when we fix our amal, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fix our halat. We want to do the opposite. We say that no, first our halat will be fixed and then we will fix our actions. We make it, in other words, a condition. This is like changing the tartib of Allah. Allah's Father has laid down the tartib that first we have to fix our amal and then Allah's Father will change our ahwal, our halat. But if we don't fix our amal, we continue to do sins. Then Quran is given us. Very simple. مَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوًا يُجْزَ بِهِ. That whoever does a sin, he will be given a compensation according to that sin. There is no exception here. This is a kulli qaida. These are things which cannot be doubted. This is a universal law laid down in the Quran. That just like fire is hot and snow is cold, in the same way, sins bring parishani, musiba, tension, stress, anxiety, worries in a person's life. One Sahabi, he mentioned that when I disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I saw the effect of that disobedience on my wife, that she went ahead and disobeyed me. And I saw the effect on my children, that they also disobeyed me. And said that I even saw the effect on my animal that I used to ride. That animal disobeyed me. So just like by obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they become our tabi, they begin to follow us. In the exact same way, when a person disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then people, they also become disobey us. People who are our matahit, who are under us, they will not respect us, will not obey us. In some hotels, we see that there is a buffet system. And underneath these big utensils, you see that there is a small lighter, a small flame that they have kept there to keep the food warm. This is the way we can understand the reality of our sins. That person who is sinning against Allah, then underneath that person there's this flame of worries, which is always affecting him throughout his life, his day and night. That flame is with him, his flame is under him. This flame of the worries of dunya. And then we become parishan and we say that this dunya is becoming tough for me. This dunya is becoming difficult for me to live. It's because of our sins. These parishani and musibat, they will never leave us. And it's not because of other people that we are distressed. Sometimes we say that that person has done this to me, and you ask people, you say, I'm worried about, I'm stressed because of that person, and that person has given me a tough time. No one has given anyone a tough time. It's because of our own sins that we have this tough time. Whenever we feel that the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala has stopped, whenever we feel that there is parishani and worries and tension and stress, it's because of these halat have become difficult because of our sins. We have upset Allah, disappointed Allah. And the solution lies not in people, the solution lies in fixing our amal, in returning back to our Lord, in returning back to Allah Ta'ala in tawbah, nadamat, istighfar, seeking Allah Ta'ala's maghfirah, asking Allah Ta'ala to forgive us and to make true and kamil tawbah to Allah's Father. Because until and unless we please Allah Ta'ala, we earn the radha of Allah, until and unless Allah becomes pleased with us and happy with us again, our halat will not change. Our circumstances will not improve. a real mu'min and a believer, they fix their relationship with Allah, and then Allah Ta'ala fixes the relationship with other people. They fix their amal, and then Allah fixes their dunya. And if sometimes, because human beings are at the end of the day human beings, and humans are forgetful, so if out of forgetfulness, if a person does end up committing something, then they're always return back to Allah Ta'ala in tawbah. Never do their sin except that they foreign. Immediately they come back to Allah Ta'ala in tawbah. They cannot rest. That's, they cannot do anything except to make tawbah. They cannot even function. First they would come on the musalla, they will make wuzu, come on the musalla, pray to rak'ah salat tawbah, and then make dua to Allah Ta'ala to shower his maghfirah, to accept the tawbah. They cannot function without doing this. Sometimes if there is a pious son and the son knows that my father is upset, that son, he becomes worried. He will be willing to do anything to please his father. He cannot, that son cannot function unless he knows that first I need to please my father. If there is a pious student and he knows that my teacher is upset, that student will not be able to function. He will do his utmost in order to try to please his teacher, to win over his teacher. If there is a pious wife and she knows that my husband is upset, then she will also not rest. She will not get that sukoon and tranquility unless she first goes and tries to please her husband and wins over her husband. Exactly in the same way, if there is a pious servant of Allah, then that person will also, when he knows that Allah's father is upset with me, that person will not remain content, will not attain, will not be able to attain sukoon unless he returns back to Allah Ta'ala and tries to win Allah's father over through making tawbah and seeking istighfar. Hazrat Ka'b bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala, the story of how he made tawbah is mentioned in a very beautiful hadith. How the Sahaba Ikram, they used to make tawbah. They couldn't rest. They couldn't rest even though they had to give so much up. So much. 50, 40, 50 days passed away. The Prophet ﷺ would not speak to him. The Sahaba Ikram would not speak to him. And his own family did not speak to him. This was part of that test. But he continued to make tawbah for several days. He had istiqamat in tawbah, couldn't rest, didn't attain sukoon and contentment. He writes his own story, that I used to fear about myself, that what if I die in this state? That the Prophet ﷺ is not happy with me and Allah Ta'ala is not happy with me. I used to fear about my outcome, my ending. That what if I die, then there'll be no one. I lose everything. And he used to cry, he used to weep, he used to make tawbah. And then one day finally Allah Ta'ala sent the glad tidings to the Prophet ﷺ, wahi, that we have accepted the tawbah of Hazrat Ka'b bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala. And when the Prophet ﷺ sent a messenger to convey this, that Allah Ta'ala has accepted your tawbah, Hazrat Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala, he became so happy, became extremely happy, said this was the happiest day of my life. These stories are mentioned because they teach us that a person, they cannot live except that they make tawbah, except that they make that effort to win over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala back. So from this we understand that when a mu'min, when a believer, they commit any sin, for them, despite the vastness of the dunya and their homes and what they have, despite the vastness of all of the worldly possessions, their dunya becomes constricted. They become tongue. They can't breathe. They can't function. They can't do anything. Because what they're thinking is that my Allah is upset. Despite having everything, They feel as if they have nothing, as if they were to die and Allah was not happy with them, they would lose everything. And their single most worry is now to make tawbah and to win Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala back. In one hadith, it comes that when a person, a moment, when a sin occurs, when he incurs a sin, so he feels as if that there is a mountain standing on my head. And this mountain can fall any time upon my head. And on the other hand, when a munafiq commits a sin, so the example of him is like a makki, a fly that comes and sits on your nose, and then you flick it with your hand and just goes away. As in, you don't even care about that. That's how a munafiq looks at sins. Any a moment, he views sins as a burden. It's a burdensome act. He feels he's being crushed by that. He feels overwhelmed by that sin. He feels he's subjugated by it. And on the munafiq, he views it as something which is trivial, insignificant, halka pulka. Doesn't care about what he has done. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given all of us the opportunity. This is the beauty of our deen, that we can turn back to Allah ta'ala in tawbah at whatever stage of life we are in. It's to seek forgiveness for our sins is very easy. There is no shart, no condition. You don't have to be in a state of wudu. You don't have to be in a particular place. You don't have to be dressed up in a particular way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this one of the easiest tasks in our deen. But this is something which is one of the most important tasks of our deen. That when we commit sin, one should not delay in turning back to Allah and asking Allah for tawbah, asking Allah for maghfirah. And one of the biggest reasons why we don't make tawbah of our sins is because we don't understand how grave these sins are, how immensely, how we don't realize the azimuth of these sins. We view these sins to be trivial and insignificant. Halakhi, no sin should be viewed as being little or small or insignificant. One sheikh, he said to his students that, "Oh my students, when you sin, don't think about a small sin or a big sin. Look at the being against whom you are sinning. And then look at the majesty and the azmat of that being against whom you are sinning. And then every sin will appear to you as extremely weighty and big." And this is so true. We should view that, what have I done? I've disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my Malik, my Khalik, my Razik, Al-Azim, Al-A'la. That Allah ta'ala was Malikul Mulk, whose azmat one cannot even comprehend and understand. I have disobeyed the hukum of my Allah ta'ala. We should think about the azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should think that, what have I done? Hazrat Abu Sayyid radiallahu ta'ala, he narrates, he used to say that, "O people, that you do those actions which you think are very small, they're very, very trivial. In your nazar, in your gaze, you think they're very small and insignificant. But when we were there in the zaman of the Prophet, we used to view those as muhliqat. We used to view them as destructive actions, destructive sins. Muhliq. Those actions, those sins which will bring about our halakat and destruction. And you think that they're just trivial and insignificant." Hazrat Qab radiallahu ta'ala, he narrates that truly a person, he commits some minor sin, gunai saghira, and then he thinks that what I've done is very small and insignificant, it's just trivial. And a person doesn't become ashamed or embarrassed or doesn't even feel any remorse and regret about what they've done. And nor do they make istighfar on that amal, nor do they make tawbah on that amal. However, in the eyes of Allah, that's a very big sin. It's so big that it becomes like a mountain. And when a person commits a big sin, then after that they feel ashamed and embarrassed. And they turn to Allah Ta'ala and seek forgiveness and ask Allah Ta'ala for maghfirat, make tawbah. And that sin then becomes very small and insignificant in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. So small that Allah Ta'ala forgives it. Allahu Akbar Kabir. So we should remember this, that the Saghira sins, the small sins, don't view them to be small. Because small and small and small, they add up and they become a mountain. Small pebbles, they add up and they become a mountain. If you think it's small and you don't seek forgiveness from Allah, you don't feel any remorse and regret, it becomes very big, a mountain in the sight of Allah. So for every sin, we should think it's very big. The smallest of sins, technically, we should think it's huge. We should feel a remorse and a regret. We should turn to Allah in Tawbah. And when we turn to Allah in Tawbah, then it becomes small in the sight of Allah. Then Allah Ta'ala's attention and rahmah falls on that person. Allah forgives that sin. So this is one of the reasons why a person hesitates in making tawbah. There is also another reason why we delay our tawbah, and that is that we think that we will never be able to leave sin. I am such a weak person that I will never in my life be able to leave sin. I'm just doomed. I'm always going to be like this. I can never change. I can never leave these bad habits. I can never control my gaze. I don't have the ability to control my tongue. I can't leave these actions that I'm engaged in. I can't leave those gatherings, those friends. I can't do it. We feel as if this is just part of me. I can't change. So if I can't change and if I can't leave, then what's the point of making tawbah? But for this, we should understand. So number one, it's difficult for us to leave that sin. But for Allah's Father, it's very easy to make us leave that sin. We shouldn't look at our own ability. Yes, I am weak. I don't have that ability. I'm unable. But my Allah's Father is able. If Allah's Father wishes for me to leave this sin, then I will be easily be able to leave it. So what we should do at such times is to focus on the mercy of Allah's Father. We should try to tap into our ta'alluq with Allah. Present ourselves before Allah and say to Allah Ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala, it's difficult for me to leave this sin. Allah, I hand myself over to you. And I ask you that Allah, you make me leave this sin. I give myself over to you. Allah, you allow me. You give me that strength. You give me that ability. Allah, you protect me. I'm not able to save myself. I'm not able to stay away. I'm not able to leave it. But Allah, I put myself at your disposal. Allah, you make it easy. When you hand yourself over to Allah, then that is how you can attract the rahmat of Allah, that gaze of Allah's rahmah and mercy. And then there are sins like that. Every person has such sins in their life. Some of them you might be able to leave if you make that effort. But there are other sins which surely a person may not have the ability on their own to leave it. But yes, what they can do is that they can present themselves before Allah with all ajizi and humility and with sincerity. And then it's Allah Ta'ala who then showers His mercy and picks that person and removes that person from that sin. They can only exit when Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala picks them out from that. Out, picks them out from that. And that is really what we need to do. To continuously keep making tawbah. To keep, whenever you sin, continuously come back to Allah Ta'ala and make tawbah. Even when you break that tawbah, still we need to come back and make tawbah. This door of tawbah will never be closed. Allah won't ask you that you broke 10,000 tawbah, 100,000 tawbah, now this door is closed for you. No. This door of tawbah will always remain open, no matter how many times you break it. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala, in a race, that one person, he came to the Prophet sallallahu and said that, Ya Rasulullah, that I have committed a sin. The Prophet sallallahu said that, Istaghfir, that go seek forgiveness from Allah. And then he said, that I seek forgiveness from Allah, yani I do istighfar, summa a'udhu, but then again I commit that sin. And the Prophet ﷺ said that when you commit that sin again, fastaghfir, then again make istighfar. And then again he said that I make istighfar, and then again I fall back into that sin. And then the Prophet ﷺ said to him that again when you commit that sin for the third time, then make tawbah for the fourth time. Make tawbah for the fourth time so that shaitan becomes sad with you. So that shaitan becomes distressed with you. So that shaitan begins to have afsos and hasrat upon you. Keep making tawbah. You sin three times, make tawbah four times. You sin five times, make tawbah six times. It's mentioned about Torah, that in that book it's written that Allah Ta'ala said that there is halakat, destruction for Ibn Adam. He makes a mistake and then he wishes forgiveness from me, and I forgive him. Then again he makes a mistake, again he sins, and again he wishes forgiveness from me, and again I forgive him. And then again he makes a mistake, commits a sin, and then he wishes forgiveness, and again I forgive him. There is halakat for Ibn Adam. He doesn't leave committing sins. And he doesn't become pessimistic about my mercy. He doesn't lose hope in my mercy. So Allah Ta'ala announces the note that I've forgiven him. I've forgiven. And if for as long as a person, you know, this person is continually engaged in sin, not able to leave their sin, but every single time he comes back in tawbah and seeks forgiveness from Allah. Doesn't leave the forgiveness either. Keeps his hope alive in the mercy of Allah. Keeps coming back at the door of Allah. Coming back at the doors of Tawbah. Making Tawbah. Having that remorse and regret. He keeps coming back. And every single time when he comes back, Allah Ta'ala forgives his sin. So, Tawbah is a gift that Allah has given us. Tawbah is water. Tawbah is our ghusl. Sins are a filth, najasat. When a person commits any sin, you make yourself impure. And the way to attain purity and taharat is by ghusl-e-toba, by making the ghusl of toba. So we need to understand that we have to, number one, become people of Tawbah, make Tawbah. And what is so beautiful about Tawbah is that by making Tawbah, one does not only attain forgiveness for their sins, but through Tawbah, a person can in fact attain darajat in Jannah. A person can better improve their darajat in Jannat. This is a point that needs to be understood carefully. That through Tawbah, a person, number one, all their sins can be forgiven. But not only the sins are forgiven, it's also a cause for rafi darajat. Allah increases the rank when a person continuously comes back and makes Tawbah. This is the reason why the Anbiya والسلام, despite being masoom, despite being sinless, Allah Ta'ala had forgiven their sins, ma taqaddama wa ma ta'akhkhara. Any previous, any after, everything was forgiven. They were sinless. Still, despite that, they used to seek forgiveness from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Quran testifies to the du'as of the Anbiya والسلام. The istighfar, the tawbah they used to make. Quran testifies. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, he made dua. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam made dua. Rabbi inni a'udhu bika an as'alaka ma laysa li bihi ilm wa illa taghfir li وَتَرْحَمْنِي أَكُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. سيدنا إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام made dua for توبة. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. سيدنا موسى عليه الصلاة والسلام made توبة. رَبِّ إِنِّي ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي فَاغْفِرْ لِي فاغفر لي ربي اغفر لي ولي أخي وادخلنا في رحمتك. And in the same way, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also made dua. Ya أيها الناس توبوا إلى الله. توبوا إلى الله فإني أتوب إليه في اليوم 100 مرة. There are people make توبة to Allah Ta'ala. For I make Tawbah to Allah Ta'ala 100 times every single day. Who's saying this? Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. People make Tawbah. For I make Tawbah 100 times every single day. So we should use this opportunity that Allah Ta'ala has given us. Turn to Allah Ta'ala in Tawbah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his forgiveness. Allah ta'ala loves to forgive. Allah ta'ala says to us that all people make dua, I will accept your dua. Ask from me, I will give it to you. Ask forgiveness, I will forgive you. Innaka ma da'utani darubani adam. Indeed, when you call me, and when you have hope in my being, then ghafartu laka, I forgive your sins. And I have no care in forgiving you. I forgive you. No one can ask Allah Ta'ala. No one can question Allah Ta'ala. No one can say anything to Allah Ta'ala. Allah says, I forgive. And none can question. Allah Ta'ala is Allah. Another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that ya bani adam that law balagat zunubuka anana samai, that oh bani adam, if your sins were to reach the
skies, where to reach the roof of the skies. And if you keep piling the sins, one over the other, one over the other, one over the other, and it goes all the way up, it reaches the peak, the roof of the heavens. And then after that, imagine how many sins we have done. Imagine the world, the atmosphere, the Milky Way, the galaxy, the known universe, the unknown universe. You keep piling it up, and it reaches its infinite sins. And then after that, summa staghfartani. And then after that, you make istighfar. You turn to Allah and say, Allah, astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilayh. How does Allah Ta'ala respond? Ghafartu laka wa la ubali. I will forgive all your sins. And I have every right to forgive all your sins. No one can question. And it's not difficult for Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah says, Kun fayakun, be and it becomes. None to question Allah Ta'ala, none to ask Him. Be and it becomes. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is so Kareem, Allah Ta'ala is so Rahim, that if there is a person who spent his entire life in sin, now he's old, he's met age 80, and now he's so old that can't even walk properly, hasn't done one sajda in his life, hasn't spent one moment in tawbah, spent his entire life in disobedience of his Allah, of his Malik, has no single good deed in his book of deeds. And then, now when he's in his old age, he has white hair, he's bent forward, he can't see with his eyes, can't walk with his feet, can't think with his mind. His friends have left him. His family has left him. His children have left him. And now he is out on the road. He has nadamat in his heart. He has remorse about the life that he has spent. And with this niyat, this irada of tawbah, he is walking, he is walking. And then calls upon Allah Ta'ala that, O my Malik, O my Khalik, I've spent 80 years of my life in your disobedience. Spent 80 years of my life in ghafla. Spent 80 years of my life disobeying you, going against you. And today I have nothing except for sins. Everyone has spurned me. I have no family, no children, no friends. But oh Allah, you are my Malik. Allah, I ask you that you don't spurn me. Allah, I ask you that you don't reject me. That 80-year-old person will get this reply from Allah, that, oh my sinning servant, you have delayed coming back to me. It's very late in your life you have come back, but there is no delay in my maghfirat. You have made delay. There is a delay from your side. There is no delay from our side. There is no delay from our side. If someone, whenever any person comes on this door of Tawbah of Allah, that person is not spurned away. That person is not rejected. That person is not a return. That person is always able to enter through this door. No matter how many sins that person brings, how much filth of sins they carry, how much impurities they have in their lives, Allah will say that Allah does not hate such people. Allah is not upset with such people. Allah doesn't have nafrat for such people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't make them count their sins. Allah ta'ala doesn't make them count their misdeeds. A person has many, many sins, but Allah says, my rahmat is more than your sins. My rahmat is more than your sins. Allahu Akbar. Allahumma maghfiratuka awsa'u min zunubi. The Prophet used to make this dua, that, O Allah, your maghfiratuka awsa'u min zunubi is more expansive than our sins. Wa rahmatuka arja indi min amali. And your rahmah, your mercy, Allah, we have hope in your mercy more than we have hope in our own amal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this 80-year-old person, when he comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmat descends upon him. Allah ta'ala will say that I am haya about your white hair. Go, I have forgiven all of your sins. And if a person, if he makes true tawbah, Allah ta'ala will say that I've converted your 80-year life of sin into a life of obedience and itaat. I've changed your sins into good deeds. And that is nothing, that is not difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That heartbroken 80-year-old sinner, when he comes to Allah ta'ala with his mountain, a mountain load of sin on his back, when he makes true tawbah, he leaves this door of tawbah, leaves this door of tawbah with now a mountain load of good deeds on his back. Allah ta'ala is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, if you look at our own lives, each one of us individually, we will say, we will testify to our own self that we haven't turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We haven't left any opportunity to sin against Allah. Every single time we were tempted, we were tested, we would give in to the desires of others. How many of us can say that which sin did we leave because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Which sin is not there in our lives? Which bad habit is not there in us? We have upset Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, disappointed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We left the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. We are engaged in interest. We are like lying and backbiting and slandering. We are misdirecting our gaze. We have diseases in our heart. We have arrogance and takabbur. We have jealousy and hatred. We have lustful feelings. We have muhabbat dunya. We have all the filthiness. We have all these diseases inside of us. We hurt other, harm other. We try to deceive other, delude others. So we have been leading such a life. Today is our time that we need to change. We need to change the direction of our lives. We need to take a U-turn. Up till now, we have been leading this life where we have been pleasing nafs and shaitan. We need to take a U-turn. We need to take a U-turn because we are going further and further away from Allah. We are becoming more and more distant from Allah. Look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls us back. Such beautiful words in the Quran. That fa'ayna tazhabun. Allah ta'ala addresses us and says, that, O my servants, where are you going? Why are you leaving me? Why are you going ahead? Where are you going? So today, if we don't return back to Allah, we don't change the direction of our lives, we don't take this U-turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one day when we die, when all of us leave this world, then that day all of us have to take a U-turn. That day all of us will be returned back to Allah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. That day everyone will be returned back to Allah. So isn't it good that before that day, when all of us will be returned back to Allah, today is our time that in this dunya, we use our choice, we use this ikhtiyar that Allah has given us. We make tawbah, and through tawbah, we take a U-turn. We take a U-turn and we try to return back to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting for us. Allah ta'ala is calling us. We return back and we do fafirru ilallah. That Allah, for so long I was imprisoned. I was jailed by nafs and shaitan. Allah, I've now made a prison break. Fafirru, I've done firar. I have broken this prison of nafs and shaitan, and now Allah, fafirru ilallah. I am fleeing back to you, Ya Allah, returning back to you, Ya Allah. Allah, I ask you that you save me from those two enemies. Those enemies, my nafs and shaitan, who kept me away from you. This is our dua that we should make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so Rahim, so Kareem. We make dua to Allah Ta'ala that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us tawfiq that we can make tawbah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our tawbah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us the ability to leave all our sins. Truly we are weak, but if you can turn to Allah Ta'ala and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help and madad, if Allah Ta'ala, if we have the help and madad of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on our side, then inshallah it will be very easy to leave every sin that we are engaged in. And to get this mother than help of Allah, we have to ask Allah. We have to present ourselves to Allah. We have to make whatever effort we can make in leaving sins. Make whatever effort we can in making tawbah. Every time you make sin, we keep coming back to Allah in tawbah. When a person keeps trying, then one day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmat will fall. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pick. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept such a person. We make dua to Allah ta'ala that may Allah ta'ala make us amongst the tawabin, the ta'ibin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through this door of tawbah, enable all of us to attain His muhabbat. For surely Allah says in Quran that inna Allaha yuhibbu tawabin. Then those who make tawbah, they become the beloveds of Allah, the lovers of Allah. Allah loves them. So through tawbah we can attain this muhabbat of Allah. And this is our dua that Allah, we make tawbah to you. Allah, we ask you that you accept our tawbah and you forgive us for all our sins. Allah, we ask you that through this tawbah, Allah, you allow us to feel your muhabbah. You accept us for your muhabbah, your mahbubiyah. You accept us on this path of love and to be beloved, to be loved by you. May Allah ta'ala accept all of our du'as, our intentions, our tawbah, our istighfar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep all of us in His hifazah, in His protection. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to leave our sins. May Allah remove all the sinful effects from our life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a life of iman, taqwa, and tahara. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Before we make dua, we'll make a short silent zikr of the heart for a few minutes. Close your eyes and bow your head. Disconnect yourself from everything else in this world. And make niyat that Ya Allah, you have said in Quran, Fazukuruni azkurkum, that if you remember me, I will remember you. Ya Allah, we are remembering you deep inside of our hearts. And we ask you that you remember us by showering your rahmah, your mercy upon our hearts. By softening our hearts, by removing the filth and darkness from our hearts. And Ya Allah, my heart in gratitude and shukr is calling upon your Ismi Azam, Ismi Jalala, Allah, as if my heart is secretly, silently saying, Allah, Allah, Allah. إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. ميك دعاء سبحان ربي العظيم، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. اللهم آت نفسي تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. يا الله يا رب كريم، ظلمنا أنفسنا and then we have done zulm on ourselves and then we have wronged ourselves, oppressed ourselves. Ya Rabbi Kareem, if you don't forgive us, if you don't shower your rahmah upon us, وَإِلَّمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And then we surely will be amongst the last ones. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we come to you tonight in tawbah. Allah, we ask you that you accept our tawbah tonight. Allah, we ask you that you shower your maghfirah upon all of us tonight. Ya Rabbi Kareem, forgive us for the sins that we remember. Forgive us for the sins that we have forgotten. Allah, forgive us for the sins that we did during the day. Forgive us for the sins that we did during the night. Ya Rabbi Kareem, forgive us for the sinful emotions, the sinful feelings, the sinful desires, the sinful thoughts that we have inside of us. Ya Rabbi Kareem, whatever sins that we have done. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we make tawbah for each and every single sin, for each and every single khata, for each and every single misdeed, for each and every single act of disobedience. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you that you accept us, that you accept this tawbah. Allah, we ask you that you accept this nadama. That we ask you that you accept this remorse and regret. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we are truly embarrassed and ashamed because of our amal. Ashamed that we are doing such amal. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you that you accept our tawbah tonight. And Allah, remove these sins from our name amal. Allah, remove these sins from the memory of those angels who wrote down this sin. Allah, remove this sin, Ya Allah, from the book in which these sins were recorded. Allah, remove these sins, Ya Allah, from the memory of those pieces of earth in which we committed this sin. Allah, remove these sins, Ya Allah, from even our own memories. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, wipe away all the records of this sin. Allah, remove all the sinful feelings, all the sinful memories, all the sinful images. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah. Allah, delete all the sins, Ya Allah. All those things which remind us of sin. Ya Rabbi Kareem, save us and protect us, Ya Allah, from those things. Ya Rabbi Kareem, save us from falling back into those sins, from those people, Ya Allah, who took us towards those sins. Ya Rabbi Kareem, save us from the gatherings of sins, the places of sins, the people of sins, the conversations of sins. Ya Rabbi Kareem, every single amal that took us towards that sin. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us hifaza in our amal. Allah, grant us hifaza, Ya Allah, from sins. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you out of your rahmah, Allah, that you remove our sins and you remove all the effect of sins from our life. Whatever difficulties and worries that we have, the hardships that any of us are facing in our lives because of our sins. Allah, we ask you that you ease our affairs, that you remove that difficulty, that musibah, that parishani. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, truly it is because of our amal, truly because of our sins that we have this difficulty. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you that you grant us ease. Allah, we ask you that you grant us barakah. Allah, we ask you that you grant us itminan. Allah, we ask you that you grant us happiness and contentment and sukoon, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, remove the darkness from our hearts. Allah, that emptiness that we are facing inside. Allah, that vacuum that we are facing inside. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we ask you that you remove that emptiness and vacuum. Remove that bechaini and restlessness. Remove that depression and anxiety. And Ya Allah, grant us itminan in qalb. Allah, grant us itminan in our hearts. Grant us a tranquility and solace in our hearts. Grant us sukoon in our hearts. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah. Allah, we ask you that you grant us the halawat of iman. Allah, whatever doubts have come in our iman, whatever skepticism has come in our iman because of our sins, whatever certainty and yakin we have lost because of our sins, Ya Rabbi Kareem, make tawbah of our sins. Allah, we ask that you restore us back to kamil iman. Allah, that you restore us back to yakin in our iman. That you restore us back to itminan, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you that you grant us sharah sadr in our hearts. Allah, grant us sharah sadr. Allah, make the makruhat-e-sharia makruhat-e-tabi'a. Tabiha, Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, grant us a distaste and a dislike and a repugnance for sins. Allah, make it easy for us to leave sins and grant us a muhabbat and a love and happiness and joy in good deeds. Make it easy for us to do good deeds, to excel in doing good deeds. Allah, grant us your khashiyat, which will enable us to stay away from sins. Allah, grant us your muhabbat, which will motivate us to do more good deeds. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, whatever distance that has come between us and you because of our sins, Allah, we ask you that you remove that distance. Allah, truly, Faini Kareem, that you are Kareem to us. Allah, we also want to feel that qurb, that nearness. Allah, we, because of our sins, have put that distance. Allah, we have went away from you. Allah, we have been running away from you. Allah, we have been chasing, Allah, chasing our fear, our desires and shaitan and nafs. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we wish to return back to you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we're returning back to you. Allah, we're taking this new turn. Allah, we're making this tawbah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, now we want to come close to you. Allah, now we want to draw ourselves close to you. Allah, now we want to experience your nearness. Now we want to feel your intimacy and proximity. Ya Rabbi Kareem, whatever distance that has come between us and you, Allah, remove that distance, remove that separation, remove that ajnabiyat. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, grant us your uns and muhabbat. Ya Rabbi Kareem, accept us for your muhabba, your mahbubiya, for your qurb. Ya Allah, make us amongst the muqarrabeen. Allah, you have mentioned that there are some people, Allah, whom you yourself draw them close to you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we ask you that you pick us from wherever we are and you draw us close to yourself. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us your qurb. Allah, accept us for your qurb. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we ask you from you, Ya Allah. Allah, we ask you from you, Ya Allah. Allah, we ask for your muhabbah. Allah, we ask for your ma'rifah. Allah, we ask for a deep muhabbah ta'alluq with you. Allah, we ask, Ya Allah, for your qurb. Allah, we ask, Allah, for your qubuliyya. Allah, we are presenting ourselves before to you tonight. Allah, we ask that you maqbool, that you accept us, Ya Allah, on this path. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, accept us, Ya Allah. Allah, accept us, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, cast a glance of muhabbah upon all of us. Cast a glance of hidayah upon all of us. Cast a glance of softness upon all of us. Allah, cast a glance of rahmah upon all of us. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, take us out from this sinful life, this life that is empty and heedless of you. And Ya Allah, accept us for a life of ibadah and ita'at. Accept us for a life of taqwa and taharat. Accept us, Ya Allah, for a life of ihsan and iman and islam. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, grant us the sweetness of iman, the halawat of iman, the yakin in our iman. Ya Rabbi Kareem, whatever obstacles lie in this way, Allah, remove those obstacles from this path. Allah, make this path easy for us. Accept of all of us, Ya Allah, for this khidmat of deen, for the ilm of deen, amal and deen, ikhlas in our ilm and amal. Ya Rabbi Kareem, accept us on this path of zikr. Ya Rabbi Kareem, make us amongst the zakirin, Allah, kaseeran wa zakirat. Allah, make zikr and permanent feature of our hearts, an inseparable attribute of our heart. Allah, make us among those, Allah, who are always remembering you, whether they're standing, sitting, or lying on their sides. Allah, make us among those who none of the dunya can distract them from your remembrance. None of the worldly trade and activities can ever distract them, even for a moment, from your remembrance. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, grant us zikr, grant us shukr, grant us sabr. Allah, adorn us with all the attributes of mu'minana that you have mentioned in the Quran. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us akhlaqi hamida, grant us akhlaqi azima. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us the sunnah. Allah, grant us the zahiri sunnah, the batini sunnah. Allah, the akhlaq of the sunnah, the akhlaq in the sunnah, sunnah akhlaq. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, grant us muhabba of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam in our hearts. Allah, grant us your muhabba in our hearts. Allah, the muhabbat of those people who are beloved to you, the muhabbat of those people who love you, the muhabbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, the muhabbat of those who are beloved to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, the muhabbat of those who love Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah, accept us of this path of love and muhabba. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, let remove all the diseases of our hearts, remove all the ailments of our hearts, let remove all the physical diseases and spiritual diseases. Grant us shifa'i kulli, shifa'i ajila, kamila. Allah, those from among us and from among our relatives and friends who are sick, who are ill, Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant them shifa'i kamila, ajila, mustamira. Ya Rabbi Kareem, restore us back to sihat. Ya Rabbi Kareem. Allah, whatever pious intentions that any of us have in our hearts, Allah, you are Alimun bi zati sudur. Allah, you know what's inside of our hearts. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we ask you to accept our pious intentions, our pious du'as. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us according to your own shan. Allah, whatever we've asked from you, Allah, we ask you that you grant us better than what we can ask from you. Allah, grant us according to your shan e kareemi, your shan e rahimi. And Ya Rabbi Kareem, whatever we should have asked but weren't able to ask, Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant those things also to all of us. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim wa tub 'alaina innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Sallallahu ta'ala 'ala habibihi خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.